بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had discussed a few responses that were given to the mushrikeen of Mecca in order to show to them and make clear to them the foolishness of their idol worship and how they were worshipping such things which could not bring any benefit to them, could not cause any harm to them. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was instructed to say to them, أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ, that do they associate partners with Allah, such things that cannot create anything, they themselves are created, وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا, and they are unable to help them, وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنصُرُونَ, in fact they are unable to help themselves, وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُوكُمْ, and if you have to call them towards guidance, generally, the deity, the ilah, the object of worship is the thing or the being that gives you guidance. But these idols are unable to guide you. And if you had to call them towards guidance, if you had to show them the straight path, they will be unable to follow you. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أَدَعَوْتُمُوهُمْ أَمْ أَنْتُمْ صَامِتُونَ, it does not make any difference whether you call out to them or you remain silent. There will be no change in your condition. These idols are completely and totally helpless. Now continuing with the same discussion and further trying to prove to them that these idols cannot assist you, cannot help you, they should not be taken as objects of worship. Now Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ, that those things that you are calling unto other than Allah are created just like you. عِبَادٌ, عِبَاد means slaves. Of course the idols are not the slaves of Allah, they are not living. But in your understanding, since you think that they are living or that they have the ability to benefit and to harm, and that they should be taken as the object of worship, then even in that case, they are still the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are made of stone, and Allah is the one who created stone. فَدْعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ. Now a challenge is given to these mushrikeen, that call unto them, call unto these idols, and let them respond to you if you are truthful in your claim. If you claim that these things are really in control, then let them try and respond to you, and see whether any benefit does come to you. أَلَهُمْ أَرْجُلٌ يَمْشُونَ بِهَا. Now Allah mentions four limbs of the body and their respective faculties and functions. So Allah says, do they have feet or legs by which they can walk? أَمْ لَهُمْ أَيْدٍ يَبْطِشُونَ بِهَا. Do they have hands by which they can hold and stretch out and hold on to things? أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. Do they have eyes by which they can see? أَمْ لَهُمْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Do they have ears by which they can hear? So these four limbs of the body, the feet, the hands, the eyes, the ears, every person understands if you have a human being who has these four limbs that are fully functioning, then this is superior to a person who has these limbs but they are not functioning. A person has legs but he is crippled, he is unable to use them, or he is paralyzed, he cannot use his hands, he has eyes but he cannot see, he is blind, and he cannot hear. So a person, a human being who has these four limbs that are fully functionable, is superior to that human being who does not have function in these limbs. So Allah mentions these four limbs and their functions to show that these idols might outwardly have feet and hands and eyes and ears as they have been sculpted, but they do not have these faculties, these functions in these limbs. And just as you acknowledge that a human being without these functions is deficient, is inferior, likewise you should also understand that these idols are deficient. And you have these faculties. You, the mushrikeen who are worshipping them, you are able to walk and to speak and to look and to hear. Yet you are worshipping something that is far more deficient than you. قُلِدْعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ. So now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam challenges them that call all of your idols, or call all of those things that you worship other than Allah, ثُمَّ كِيدُونِ, and then plot against me, try and harm me, فَلَا تُنْظِرُونَ, and don't spare me. Don't give me any respite. In other words, bring your best, whatever you can plan and whatever you can try and do to me, bring those plans and try and harm me, try and plot against me, and don't give me any respite, and let's see if you can bring any harm to me. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, إِنَّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, my protector is Allah, الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابِ, that being who has revealed the scripture, وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّ الصَّالِحِينَ, and he befriends the righteous ones. He takes care of the righteous ones. وَالَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ, And those that you call unto other than Allah, this portion is repeated, لا يستطيعون نصركم, they cannot assist you, ولا أنفسهم ينصرون, they can't assist themselves, وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى لا يسمعوا, if you call them towards guidance, they cannot even hear you, وتراهم ينظرون إليك وهم لا يبصرون, and you see them looking at you, but they cannot see you, so you see their sculpted eyes facing in your direction, but they can't even see you, so they are completely helpless, completely hopeless, they are unable to assist you or give any benefit to you in any way. So in this manner, this entire discussion was put forth to the mushrikeen, and many of them then realized, after this was explained to them, sometimes perhaps these thoughts had not gone through their minds, they did not think about it. Once they heard these verses, many of them then realized that idol worship is foolish, and many of them then gave up their idol worship. Just one incident that we'll mention, which one alim had mentioned to me in his town, he says there was a woman who used to worship idols, she was a Hindu woman, and he used to, an elderly woman, so he used to assist her with her groceries and things like that. And on one occasion when he went into her home, and he sees that she has had an idol with two hands, and in one hand there was a flute or some type of instrument which was sculpted with the idol, and in the other hand that flute was missing, and there was a makeshift stick that was put into that hand. So he asked her that what happened to this idol. So she explained that as the domestic worker was cleaning, then she knocked over the idol and it fell down, and that flute from the second hand broke, and therefore I just replaced it with another stick so that it doesn't look empty. So in just simple words he said to her that, oh auntie, oh ma, this idol could not even stop itself from being knocked down. How do you think it's going to bring protection to your home? And just in this one statement, this lady immediately took the shahada and accepted Islam. She realized now that this was foolish to worship a god or a deity like this that cannot bring any benefit, any harm to me. So sometimes it is these simple explanations that open the mind and the heart of a person and becomes a sabab and a means for their hidayat. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil